T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That is the music which tells you the one and only Love Doctor is back with us. It's been a while since he joined us, and he's now back with us. Love Doctor, it's always a pleasure when you come on the show. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, can you hear me all right?
Oh, I can hear you well.
Oh, I can hear that music, and I'm making me hot and sweaty, I'll tell you that. Hold on. Can you hear this?
I'm a little worried what I just heard, Love Doctor.
I just pulled the zipper down on my shirt.
Oh my God, Love Doctor.
I don't want anybody to get too hot as they listen in. But.
Yes. Dan, I think we need to bring down the music just a little bit.
That's too bad because it's really...
I didn't say off. I just...
Oh, no, keep it on.
Yes. Well, you're more inclined to take it off.
Nobody tells me to keep it on. I can assure you of that.
Love Doctor, what have you been working on the last couple months since we last saw you at the State Fair?
Dad, I've been traveling the world. I was at the fair. I have mingled amongst the great unwashed, as somebody once called them.
Oof.
But those are my people.
Those are your people at the State Fair, fantastic.
Everybody is my people. I love to mingle with the people and share my thoughts on love and life. And what it did was inspire me to travel the world and see how other communities and other people around the world treat love. And I could learn from them, and I could share my wealth as well.
Would you like a few texts, Love Doctor? Love Doctor, what is the best fruit to nibble off your naked partner? Best fruit. And does it have to be a fruit?
It does not.
Okay.
The sweeter the bite, the sweeter the taste, they say. Somebody said it. I don't know who said it. But
I've never heard that before, Love Doctor.
But it does not have to be fruit.
No.
It could be a vegetable. It could be meat. It could be artificial meat.
Meat.
Impossible. Is that what they call that?
And the impossible burger.
Impossible Whopper, whatever it is.
Like a turkey? Is that what you're saying? Bring a full turkey into the bedroom?
I once ate honeyed ham from a delicate area. I can't get into it.
Wow. All right, let's get to a caller here. This person is Corey. Go ahead, Corey.
Yes, this question is for the Love Doctor.
Mm.
Love Doctor, I had a very, very hot and steamy relationship with my wife for years and years, talking about food on body parts, just like you were just mentioning. It was canned hams, yes. But now, alas, she will not allow me to even give her a back rub. And I am desperate, desperate for that passion again. And even we're in bed, and my wife always just looks at her phone. And she won't even pay attention to me. Love Doctor, you gotta help me.
Corey was the name, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you do a podcast with your wife by any chance?
All right, I gotta go.
Whoa.
Do it. That was Corey Heppala, your 9 to noon host.
Yes, I think that was.
That brings up a sore spot. I wasn't gonna go here when you had me on, but.
Yep.
At first, I was angry with Corey. I've heard he has the doctor love, I think it's called.
Yes.
It's not the Love Doctor, please. Accept no substitutes. But
yes.
I will say this. I've listened now. I've sampled many shows on your radio station. And there's a lot of talk about steamy topics. And I will say, I think I've started something. I think we're bringing love back to the good neighbor. Because remember, it might be the good neighbor, but once the doors close, those good neighbors can be bad neighbors. You know what I mean?
Now, I agree. I mean, they have Dr. Love, You're the love doctor. There is a clear difference. What about Corey? And I think he was trying to be anonymous. His problem, all right? I mean, it was getting hot, heavy, and now the wife's just on the phone, not paying any attention.
We've talked about the phone many times. When you've had me on, people bring up what the phone does in the bedroom. And I say, only for instructional purposes should a phone be in the bedroom.
Instructional purposes.
Be in the middle of something, and well, it's like YouTube.
Yeah, sure.
Like you want to fix a clock, you want to fix a television, you find a video on YouTube. Well, the same goes for lovemaking. I can't believe you won't find it on YouTube, but if you look hard enough, you can find the right video.
Love Doctor, another text here. What is the best way to seduce a woman?
There are many, many ways. There's no best way. But you have to find you. You have to discover you. You've got to know all about you. You've got to know your strengths, your weaknesses. Like a golfer, what is your strength? What is your weakness? Is it the short game? Is it the long game? Is it the driver? Is it the putter? Know your strengths. Play to your strengths.
All right, let's go back to the callers here. Rass, go ahead. You're on WCCO with the world-renowned Love Doctor.
Thank you. Long-time listener, 53rd-time caller.
Thank you.
As you know, because this is number 53, my wife and I, let's call her Amy, have issues, big issues. Actually, let me rephrase that. She's got the issues, and I just go along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
So this time, it's a fantasy game, and it's a game she likes to call the North Pole.
Ooh.
So in this one, she covers the floor with 8 inches of flour, and then she makes me wear a snowmobile suit. And thank God I wear a helmet. But one of the problems, and there are many, is that I get really, really, really hot. And I'm not talking about the good kind.
Yeah.
Help me, please.
Sweaty. My first question is, where do you find all that flour?
Yeah, really?
Well, she finds the flour. I'm a feeling she gets it on discount. Quantity discount.
Yeah. I mean, Love Doctor, that's...
The problem is, the hotter you get, the wetter you get, and the wetter you get, the more flour sticks to your body.
That's one of the many problems.
Yeah,
I don't call it a problem. I call that an opportunity.
That's a good suggestion.
Opportunity. Bake a little bread in the heat on the floor as you play. What did you call it?
The North Pole.
Yeah. The North Pole. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, it turns out.
My friend, the bread rises indeed.
In fact, it turns out that Amy is now with us.
No.
Amy?
Hi, baby.
Amy has called in. She's a regular listener, she said, and she heard Rass on hold. Love Doctor, you now have both of these two individuals together.
Did you hear my comment about baking bread?
I did.
Yes. Combine flour and water and yeast, and something will rise.
Well, the reason I like to play the North Pole is because I'm hoping that someday he'll find the South Pole, if you know what I mean.
Whoa.
I don't know what you mean, but I think there's a book for that.
Or a YouTube video.
Again, it's all about instrumentation and about instructional usage when you have the phone in the bedroom. But again, I digress. Love Doctor, I was taken aback by that call.
Yeah. Well, no, they're still here. I'm not done with them yet because I'm aroused myself. I got to be honest. Amy?
I'm actually curious what games the Love Doctor suggests.
Oh, that's a good one. If it's not involving 8 inches of flour in the North and South Pole, Love Doctor, this couple obviously is adventurous. Where do you say they go next?
I have a good friend who plays Jungle. Jungle. I'll leave it at that. Think of you. Let your imagination take you away to the jungle. No flour needed.
I need more details.
Yes, I do too.
I'll give them to my personal cell.
Thank you. Amy, thank you so much. Rass, I mean, was that okay that Amy called in?
Well, yeah, but now it's going to cost us a bunch of money to go down to the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
The money you save on flour alone.
Right.
That's,
we'll send you on that trip, my friend. That is a lot of them. Rass, I look forward to call number 54. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right. Caller next is Pedro. Pedro, go ahead. You're on the world-renowned. You're on with the Love Doctor.
Yeah, it's strangely ironic that you were just talking about food, because this kind of boils down part of my, it's not a problem, you might say, but I used to really be into the interests of my significant other, but I found myself being more hungry lately. So, like, almost, I'm more interested in food than I am, you know, the thing.
No, you're not. That's just your brain telling you that you've associated food with pleasure for so long, and that kind of pleasure that happens in the bedroom, it's transferred, and you think, no, I'm really hungry, but what it is your soul, it's your mind, it's every fiber in your body telling you that you need something else, something that food won't satisfy.
But now you say fiber, now I'm kind of aroused.
It's the way I say it.
I mean,
it's the way I say everything. It arouses people. Let's say I say penultimate.
Now I'm hungry.
Right.
I mean, Pedro is saying food is his turn on, and you keep mentioning food, and he wants to get back to sex. I almost feel like you're torturing him, Love Doctor.
No, it's not torture. There's a fine line between torture and pleasure, at least in my house, and that line can be crossed. If you work someone up, like I said, you've got to know yourself, you've got to know your partner. Know what triggers the desire, what fans the flames. And the hotter those flames get, the higher they get, the more pleasurable they will be when they're extinguished.
I am so hungry right now, I can't explain it to you.
Turn that hunger into lust.
Thank you, Pedro. Jerry is calling in. Go ahead, Jerry, you're on with the Love Doctor.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
I got a little question about my partner and I.
That's what we're here for.
We struggle with, you know, intimacy.
Mm.
Especially for me, it's game day or anything near about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's not any of these, you know, I'm a Rams fan. And my partner's a Vikings fan.
Yeah. That's an unusual combination.
Yeah.
Are you from the Los Angeles area?
Yes. I'm baffled myself.
Yes. Yeah, okay. That's right. I came.
I can tell.
Relocated here.
Sure, the accent gives it away. I could tell that before you even said you're a Rams fan. I will say this, though. The clothing of the Rams, the horn.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Strength.
Yes.
The horn. It's phallic. It says, you are powerful. You are the male. You are the ram.
Does that help you, Jerry?
Well, that's the way I feel, but my partner doesn't feel that. And I, you know, I've called that out before. So my question really is, what types of verbiage and nomenclature could be used in these kind of tense situations?
Nomenclature?
Just remember that they're not tense situations. You're making them tense by thinking that there's a problem. You've got to take command of the situation. You have to be the ram. You have to be that ram on the side of the mountain that spots a mate and targets that mate and gets after it, even with each step you take, even though it may send you down into the valley of despair. You know that you're on your mission to complete that mission. Jerry, I feel it. You're the ram. Don't let it get in the way.
Jerry, are you the ram?
Yes. I am the ram.
You are.
Thank you, Jerry.
Ram time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love Doctor.
Yes, sir.
I know your window is closed here. I know you're on to another station.
Closed.
Thank you so much.
The window is always open.
Yes, thank you so much. Any final words of wisdom for those folks who are having concerns right now but just are not willing to call in?
I think Jerry said it best when he said, it's ram time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.